Welcome back to our True Crime Podcast with Jerry, Vanessa, and Raina. This week's topic is Ted Bundy.
Ted Bundy was a 1970s serial murderer, rapist, and necrophiliac.
He was executed in Florida's electric chair in 1989.
Yeah. His case has since inspired many novels and films about serial killers.
But, like, the thing is, why? Why 1970s? Like, you know? Why can't, like, in his early 80s, so he can just, like, kill himself and no one would know?
You know?
Well, because he committed all these freaking crimes. So, like, why would you want to live anymore? I mean, probably just, like, die in prison anyway. So,
He was executed, though. So.
Yeah, but the thing is, you could have killed yourself when you first still, like, had done them, so that, like,
well, he was if he was a necrophiliac and he was a rapist, like, obviously he was just like, oh, well, I'm kind of horny, I need to go get a corpse, you know, or a young little boy.
Bundy was born in Burlington, Vermont on November 24th, 1946. Bundy started life as his mother's secret shame, as his illegitimate birth humiliated her deeply religious parents. Louise delivered Ted at home for unwed mothers in Vermont and later brought her son to her parents in Philadelphia. To hide the fact that he was an illegitimate child, Bundy was raised as the adopted son of his grandparents and was told that his mother was his sister. Eleanor moved with Bundy to Tacoma, Washington a few years later, and soon married his stepbrother Johnny. From all appearances, Bundy grew up in a content working class family. He showed unusual interest in the MacBray at an early age. Around the age of 3, he became fascinated by knives. A shy but bright child, Bundy did well in school, but not with his peers. As a teenager, a darker side of his character started to emerge. Bundy liked to peer in on other people's windows and thought nothing of stealing things he wanted from other people.
Bundy confessed to 36 killings of young women across several states in the 1970s, but experts believe that the final tally may be closer to 100 or more. The exact number of women Bundy killed will never be known. His killings usually follow a gruesome pattern. He often raped his victims before beating them to death. While there was a debate on as when Bundy started killing, most sources say he began his murderous rampage around 1974. Around this time, many women in the Seattle area and nearby Oregon went missing. Stories circulated about some of the victims last being seen in the company of a young, dark-haired man known as Ted. He often lured his victims into his car, pretending to be injured and asking for their help. Their kindness proved to be a fatal mistake.
In the fall of 1974, Bundy moved to Utah to attend a law school, and women began disappearing there as well. The following year, he was pulled over by the police. A search of his vehicle uncovered a case of burglary tools, a crowbar, a face mask, rope, and handcuffs. He was arrested for possession of these tools, and the police began to link him to much more sinister crimes. In 1975, Bundy was arrested in the kidnapping of Coral DeRoche, one of the few women to escape his clutches. He was convicted and received to a 1-to-15-year jail sentence. Bundy escaped prison twice in 1977. The first time, he was indicted on murder charges for the death of a young Colorado woman and decided to act as his own lawyer in the case. During the trip to the courthouse library, he jumped out the window and made his first escape. He was captured 8 days later. In December, Bundy escaped from custody again. He climbed out of the hole he made in the ceiling of his cell. Having dropped more than 30 pounds to fit through the small opening, authorities did not discover that Bundy was missing for 15 hours, giving the serial killer a big head start on the police.
So, what do you guys think about Ted Bundy?
Okay, this guy was stupid enough to kill people and then get caught. He is very stupid because, you know, yeah.
I think it's kind of like a stupid idea to dig a hole in your ceiling, but also he was smart enough to drop 30 pounds just to fit in the small opening so that the authorities didn't, like, notice he was missing until, like, 15 hours later.
Yeah, I agree with what you said.
And thank you for listening to this week's podcast and the last podcast.